Hi, friends, and welcome to Little Legends, the podcast where we meet real people who change the world by being curious, brave, and just a little bit bold. Before we begin, here's something to think about. What would you do if people told you that you weren't good enough to lead? Would you give up, or would you prove them wrong? Keep that question in your mind as you listen to today's episode. Today's story is about brains over brawn, about speaking up, and about a girl who became one of the most famous leaders of all time. She wasn't just a queen, she was a thinker, a problem solver, and a survivor. This is Little Legends, and this is the story of Cleopatra. When you hear the name Cleopatra, you might picture crowns, palaces, and fancy clothes. But what if I told you her greatest power wasn't how she looked, it was how she thought? Let's travel back to ancient Egypt and meet her as a kid. More than 2,000 years ago, where the Nile River sparkled and flowed majestically, Cleopatra grew up in a magnificent palace in the city of Alexandria. As a little girl, Cleopatra ran through marble palaces. She wasn't wearing a crown yet, but carried scrolls, lots and lots of scrolls. Those are things that you read from. She lived in a palace, but her life wasn't easy. She had lots of responsibilities and lots of expectations. Cleopatra loved to learn.
I want to understand the world.
Her father was the king of Egypt, and one day she would be queen. So she was very focused and studied geography, history, math, and philosophy. She was especially curious about the Nile River. The Nile is the lifeline of Egypt. Without it, there would be no crops, no food, and no kingdom. Cleopatra asked big questions.
How do I help my people? How do I make Egypt strong?
She also loved learning about the stars, the wonders of the world, and how to rule wisely. Little Cleopatra loved books. She loved learning languages, and while other royal kids practiced looking fancy, she was learning to speak many languages, including Egyptian and Greek. That was rare. Most rulers didn't even speak the language of their own people. Farmers, soldiers, sailors. She didn't want to rule from far away. She wanted to talk to different people without a translator. She wanted to connect. Even as a kid, Cleopatra was preparing to lead. But there's something important to understand. Cleopatra's family wasn't calm and peaceful. It was full of arguments and power struggles. When Cleopatra was still very young, her family life became difficult. When she was only 18 years old, her father died and she became queen of Egypt. In ancient Egypt, she had to rule with her younger brother. But her brother's advisors didn't want her in charge. There were arguments about who should rule Egypt. They whispered, "She's too young. She's just a girl. She couldn't rule." Eventually, Cleopatra was forced to leave her home. She lost her throne and had to leave her own kingdom. Imagine that. One day you're a princess, the next day you're packing your things. That was an emotional moment. She could have given up. She could have said, "Maybe they're right," but she didn't. She felt scared, angry, and heartbroken.
I will not give up my place.
This was a huge moment. Cleopatra could have disappeared into history, but she chose courage. Cleopatra didn't return with an army. She returned with a plan. She used her intelligence, her confidence, and her understanding of people to take back her throne. Cleopatra knew something important. To save Egypt, she needed help. At this time, a powerful Roman leader named Julius Caesar had arrived in Egypt. He was one of the most powerful men in the world. He was strong, smart, and controlled a huge army. Cleopatra made a bold decision. Instead of hiding, she would meet him. But here's the exciting part. The palace guards wouldn't let her in. So according to legend, she had herself wrapped in a carpet, or a bedroll, and carried inside. When the carpet was unrolled, out popped Cleopatra. That was her turning moment. She didn't wait for permission. She created her own opportunity. And it worked. When Caesar met Cleopatra, he was impressed. She was smart, She was confident. She spoke many languages, including Egyptian, which most rulers before her didn't. With Caesar's support, Cleopatra returned to power. She became Queen of Egypt. That was her turning point. She didn't win with swords. She won with courage and intelligence. Here's the heart of Cleopatra's story. Her kingdom was rich and beautiful, but it was also facing many challenges. She didn't just sit on a throne looking royal. As queen, Cleopatra worked hard to protect Egypt. She helped keep food available for her people, supported learning and culture, and used diplomacy instead of fighting whenever possible. She fixed Egypt's money problems. She built ships, beautiful temples, and monuments. She even sailed down the Nile to show her people she was there for them. Cleopatra was determined to make Egypt strong and prosperous. She was very clever and used her knowledge to solve problems. She met with leaders from other lands and spoke to them in their own languages. Through the years, the Roman Empire was growing stronger and stronger. Another leader entered her life, Mark Antony. Together, they formed an alliance and tried to protect Egypt from powerful enemies. Cleopatra knew that working with others was a key to keeping her kingdom safe and thriving. But Rome was divided. Another leader, Augustus, who was called Octavian back then, wanted full control. A massive naval battle took place at sea off the coast of Greece. The future of Egypt hung in the balance. Cleopatra knew if she lost, Egypt would no longer be independent. The battle did not go her way. Soon after, Egypt became part of the Roman Empire. And while her story ended in a dramatic and mysterious way, legends say a snake may have been involved. Her story lives on, and historians are still discussing exactly what happened. What we do know is this. She ruled for more than 20 years, and people are still talking about her more than 2,000 years later. In fact, many books, movies, and plays have been written about Cleopatra. William Shakespeare was inspired and wrote the play Antony and Cleopatra, which was performed in 1607. And in 1963, the expensive film featuring Elizabeth Taylor as the Egyptian queen was released on the big screen. Cleopatra lived in a time when women rarely ruled, and she worked hard to protect her country. Cleopatra believed her voice mattered, even when people doubted her, even when powerful empires threatened her. And she became one of the most famous queens in history. Cleopatra's story matters because it reminds us girls can be leaders, knowledge is powerful, intelligence comes in many forms, and speaking up matters. Cleopatra shows us that thinking ahead and believing in yourself can change history. Cleopatra was a brave and smart leader. She showed intelligence. She studied languages and politics. Leadership. She cared about Egypt's future. Courage. She risked her life to regain her throne. Determination. She didn't give up when she was forced out. Confidence. She spoke boldly with world leaders. Those are traits you can practice too. As we wrap up, here are some fun Cleopatra facts. Cleopatra lived closer to the time of smartphones than the building of the pyramids. The pyramids were already ancient to her. She spoke at least 7 languages. She was the last queen of ancient Egypt. Coins from her time show her with strong features. She wanted to look powerful, not just pretty. Pretty amazing, right? So before we go, let's see if you remember some cool things about Cleopatra.
What languages did she speak? How old was she when she became queen? Who helped her become queen again?
Remember the question from the beginning? What would you do if people told you that you weren't good enough to lead? Cleopatra was told exactly that. But instead of giving up, she believed in herself, used her mind, and changed history. Because Cleopatra was once just a kid like you, curious, determined, and ready to learn. She wasn't perfect. She faced enormous challenges. She made risky choices, and she lived in dangerous times. But she teaches us something important. Even when the world feels big and scary, you don't need a crown to lead. You just need courage. Your mind is your greatest strength, and your voice matters. So the next time you feel nervous about speaking up or standing up for yourself, remember a young girl in Egypt who studied hard, thought boldly, and became a queen. Before you go, don't forget to keep the adventure going. Head over to littlelegendspodcast.com, where you'll find a collection of complimentary tools designed to bring each episode to life, including fun word searches, engaging activity guides, helpful teacher resources, and even a full homeschool guide. Whether you're learning at home, in the classroom, or just looking for a little extra fun, there's something there for every young legend. Check it out at littlelegendspodcast.com and keep exploring. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Little Legends. We hope you enjoyed learning about this historical figure and their incredible stories. Remember, history is full of inspiring people who change the world in big and small ways. Until next time, keep exploring, asking questions, and imagining what you might do in the future. Stay curious, and we'll see you on the next adventure.